Hello, this is Dennis Wing, and today's session is on transposing jazz tunes. Transposing is a wonderful skill and a highly underrated skill, and in some parts of the world, a highly underutilized skill. When I lived in New York City, singers would show up and expect you to transpose on the fly. They would just call the tune and the key. And so I just thought that that was the way it was all over the country. And then I moved to the Finger Lakes, and singers always bring charts in their key, or they're at least they're expected to. And in some ways, this makes it a lot easier for the accompanist. But in other ways, it's not as good practice. You get a little sort of like soft, for lack of a better word. And then I remember one time doing a jam session in Elmira, and there was a singer who came up from New York City, and she called a tune. It was Come Rain or Come Shine, and she didn't have a chart. I said I knew it. She called some funny key, and I messed up in the there's no bridge in there, but there's a weird key change at one point, and I messed it up, and she gave me a dirty look, and I felt so frustrated. So I want to keep up with the transposing. Now, there are books and all this on this subject, and you can access them, but we're going to jump into all the things you are as our example. Now, if you haven't analyzed all the things you are, please do so in the Roman numerals. It's going to be assumed for the rest of this session that you have analyzed all the things you are, and you can look at it in terms of key changes in Roman numerals and everything. All right. Before I begin, let me just say that not only do you have to analyze in Roman numerals within each key as the keys change, but it's very helpful to see the tune in big picture land, meaning the tune starts in A flat and it's a 6-2-5-1, and then it goes to C, and then it goes to E flat, and then it goes to G. All right. Now, how in the world do you remember all this? Because when you're going to transpose, not only do you have to know the Roman numerals within each key, but you have to know which keys it's going to go to based on wherever you start. So how do I memorize all that? Well, I see that relationship as a major seven triad. Namely, in the key of A flat, it goes from A flat to C to E flat to G. Those four notes spell an A flat major seven chord. And fortunately for me, or for you who are transposing, the key changes go in that order. First it's in A flat, then it's in C, then it's in E flat, then it's in G. So that's pretty great. And then it does go to E for a minute. And you just memorize that is a minor third down from the seventh. It happens to be the flat sixth of the key, but that's too hard for my brain. So after I get to G, I just memorize it. It goes to the relative minor key of G, which is E, but it doesn't stay in E minor. It becomes E major. I don't know if that's too much information, but I'm diagnosing the tune macroscopically, right? The tune has many different tonal centers, and they are the original keys 1, 3, 5, and 7, and then I go down to the seventh relative minor, but it becomes a major. Suppose, let's talk about the why of transposing. Why would you want to transpose? I just said it one time. If a singer comes and calls a funny key and you know the tune, you should be able to play along with them. Let me just say this, you don't have to be a professional musician or whatever, but I just tell you that learning to transpose and to smile a lot, regardless of how well I could solo or anything else, I got lots of gigs because of those two things. And so, except for the one in Elmira. Anyway, so going back to the tune itself. Suppose that you're the singer and your accompanist is unable to transpose and you want to help him or her, right? Or you're accompanying yourself singing, right? And that song originally is in A flat, and it's either way too low or way too high for you, and it's like, well, this isn't going to work. I either have to use my falsetto voice, or I just can't hit the low notes. So let's go up like a fourth or a fifth. If you go up a fourth, that would be D flat. If you go up a fifth, that would be the key of E flat. But I'll tell you what, for guitarists, we like sharp keys better than we like flat keys. They kind of fit the guitar better. So let's do the key of D. All right, key of D is exactly halfway between 1A flat and the next, right? If you divide the octave exactly in half and go six half steps up from A flat, you land on D. And then if you go six half steps from there, you land on A flat again. So D is exactly in the middle. So if we take the key of D, all right, here, I'm going to do this on the fly so you can see. The tune goes 6, 2, 5, 1, and 4. And now we go to the 3 key, which is F sharp. So I'm going to play 5 of that key, which is C sharp 7 to F sharp major. And then it goes to the 5 of the key of D, which is A. And it's a 6-2-5-1. So 6. And then we go to the 7th of the key, which is C sharp. So I'm going to stick a G sharp 7 to C sharp. And it stays there a while in C sharp or D flat. And then here's my relative minor, which is B flat. And then back to the original key. Well, hang on, I got to get to the 6th of that original key. So I screwed that up. I'm going to give a C sharp 7 back to the original key. Oh, wait, hang on. That was a mistake. The original key is D. So I want to go to B minor. So I should have done F sharp 7. All right, so let me review the bridge there. So the bridge was in the key of C sharp. And then the relative minor. And now a... So that was, I could pretty much do it on the fly. I messed up just a little bit in one spot. But again, I'm getting soft because I'm living up here. Haha. So this is what you should be writing out. You know, pick the key of D. If that's your key for our example, and then just write out the 6-2-5-1-4 in the key of D. I'm not going to tell you what those chords are. You should write them out. And then the next key is. The key of F sharp, so you stick a 5 and then a 1 there, and now you're going to the 5 key, which is A, and you got a 6-2-5-1-4, and then you have to go to the 7th, which is C sharp, so you stick a 5 there and a 1, and it stays there for a little while, 2-5-1, and then it goes to the relative minor of that key, which is B flat minor. So you stick a 2-5, I'm sorry, B flat major, so 2-5-1. And now the part where I messed up, you stick the 5 chord of the 6 chord that you're going to. The 6 chord you're going to is the 6 chord in the key of D, which is B minor. So I'm going to tell you the chord here. It's F sharp. Stick an F sharp 7 in there. That's a chord I messed up on. To B minor and 2-5-1-4-4 minor or flat 7 dominant. We'll talk about that someday. 3-flat 3-2-5-1. For those of you on an instrument where you can play the melody, well, every instrument can play the melody. Sorry, I meant if on an instrument where you can play chord melody, it may be also useful for you to endeavor to play the melody in that new key. And then ultimately a chord melody. This is beyond the scope of this right now, but now I'm just going to try and show off for just a second to see if I can play the melody in this new key. It would be... hang on. There you go. Thank you. future savvy. Have fun.